All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're going to be covering a subject that we've all known what's going on here with Disney and Kathleen Kennedy. Basically, as the board says, diversity hire from hell. Kathleen Kennedy.
How dare you?
With the Dial of Destiny debacle that is unfolding, we are seeing firsthand what happens when you hire diversity hires and you put them in charge. Now, Kathleen Kennedy has one hell of a career. I looked at her list of films that she had a hand in, and some of her past films were good.
What the hell happened?
But I have a feeling she wasn't like the be-all, end-all decision maker in a lot of that stuff in the past. Otherwise, we would have saw this pattern come out a lot earlier. All right. Now, when she came onto Disney, they basically signed her on for like $20 million a year. And she's been there for 11 years.
What a waste of money.
The newest webinar from Redonkulous.com Productions is here.
Hey, how you doing? You like this couch? Well, I don't like this couch.
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
Because you know, they're probably listening to everything you say and recording it. This is a joke.
So grab your brown bag lunch and stay away from that water cooler. Instead, download your copy of the Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on Gibson Bro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael.
So if you don't want to walk around looking like Harry Potter's waxed butthole, there are other options out there.
Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and follow the links.
Meat Gazer.
You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support and rigor please.
If you can go horizontal in your office, it's kind of an invitation for women to come in and get horizontal in your office. And that's how you catch a charge, get fired, or get sued into the Stone Age.
Start off these numbers right here. Okay. In 2015, they did a survey for the average Americans. And the way it worked out was 32% of the adult males in 2015 were avid Star Wars fans, and 18% were women. So when you do the math and you back it out from the, you know, U.S. population, that's roughly 158 million Star Wars fans that have collected over three generations since the 1970s under George Lucas. So if every single one of these fans goes out and buys one ticket for $7, that's $1,106,000 per movie. And that's if everyone goes and only sees it once. And we all know some people go out there and, you know, they'll see the movie three, four, five times. I did for the first three Star Wars movies when I was a kid. I literally saw each one four or five times. That's in the theater. That's not even counting, you know, later on TV, DVD, Blu-ray, what have you. Okay, so I found these numbers on the internet. So at best, this is an estimate, but these numbers are so big that I just, I just can't wrap my head around this. Now, I'm very disappointed in Disney because I thought they were going to do great things with this franchise. You know, and I heard they're going to do some stuff, you know, for Boba Fett, which Lucas dropped the ball on when he first, you know, came up with Star Wars. Because if you remember back then, you know, Dirty Harry, Charles Bronson, you know, those gruff male, you know, fight and killing characters were making a lot of money in the box office. Well, Lucas could have cashed in, did the same thing with Boba Fett, and instead of giving him force powers, you know, he's just a badass. All right. But no. What does George Lucas do? He throws Boba Fett into a Sarlacc pit, and in my opinion, it costs him about $1 billion, because if he had developed two or three movies for just Boba Fett, he could have sold Lucasfilms for $5 or $6 billion. I already did a whole video on this. We'll put it in the Meat Gazer box. You guys can check it out. Okay, so we start off here. Lucasfilms was bought by Disney for roughly $4 billion with a B.
Yeah, what a waste of money.
And 2015, they cranked out The Force Awakens. And their budget was roughly $447 million, $200 million in marketing. I got numbers all over the board for marketing, and I kind of went on the conservative side, and I just put $200 million, which is half of the actual, you know, production cost. Now, some people say you double that. Who knows? But you see here, out the gate, they made $1.8 billion. Meaning, all these people want to see the movie, and then it's over that. So you know, it made decent money overseas as well. Great on them. That was actually good, even though it was a recycled plot from the first movie. It was literally just a cut and paste kind of thing. And in my opinion, what we saw in the first one is people who were taught what to think and not how to think, and you're seeing it in their performance on the job.
Is that like a personal attack or something?
All right, next we have Rogue One. Now, I'm going to be honest, I almost walked out of this movie. The girl power shit was just, you know, I already had a bad taste in my mouth from the first Star Wars movie. Literally, I set the popcorn on the floor. I finished my Pepsi Slurpee, and I was just about to walk out of the theater when they came on and said it's a one-way mission, meaning everyone that goes is going to die. And I had to watch it, and I'm glad I did, because I actually, after that part, it was actually pretty good. All right, so that one cost $268 million to produce, and $150 million in advertising. Next, we have Solo, which was $300 million to make and $150 million budget. So that one lost money. All right, now you'll see here, $393 million. That is one-third of this number, meaning two-thirds of the legacy fans that Disney coughed up $4 billion to acquire have basically walked off the lot and said, I'm sorry, this is just utter crap. Yeah! Now, I have no idea why Disney didn't get rid of Kathleen Kennedy right at this point, because it's obvious she's taken the franchise in a very bad direction.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Plain and simple. All right. Next, we have Rise of Skywalker. All right. They have the name Skywalker in the name. You know, $416 million to make, $200 million in marketing. Gross is just a little bit over $1 billion. So you had most of the fans come out and see that movie. And my opinion is they went out to see that movie because it has the name Skywalker in the name.
Morbid curiosity.
If I recall, everyone had a bad taste in their mouth over the whole, you know, Skywalker crap. You know, because that's what it was. It was so It was just so stupid. And you could tell they want to kill off all the old characters that, you know, did it the right way, took time to get their powers and experience and what have you. And then they just flip the script, turn it into some feminist hoorah-rah movie where these women just show up with force powers, show up that they could do the mind tricks and all the other stuff without even being trained at all. Well, you caused three generations of fans to basically say, screw you, Disney. And I don't blame them. All right. Then you have The Mandalorian, roughly between all the episodes. It's $360 million. Book of Boba Fett, $100 million. You see what's going on here? Like, they're seeing this as horseshit. They know Kathleen Kennedy shit the bed at this one, and they're purposely shrinking the budgets moving on. Now, this is basically for TV or streaming, so it's a different budget.
I think I can smell shite.
Obi-Wan, $90 million. Andor, $250 million. Again, I found these numbers on the internet. Acolyte, I can't find any numbers for. All right, so if you come over here and you have here's the box office. You got $1.8 billion at the box office, $1.3, $393 million, another billion. And right now, Dial of Destiny, we really don't know what's going to happen with that. So I'd even put that in there. That's probably going to be, you know, lead to even a bigger loss. But like I said, the numbers are so big. I mean, I don't know how the Hollywood accountants do it. It's insane. So far, these have grossed roughly $5.71 billion. Yeah! The production costs and advertising costs of all of the stuff above here, it's $3,795,000,000. Add that to the acquisition cost of $4 billion. Disney's in the hole for $7,795,000,000, blah, blah, blah. You minus the two numbers. Congratulations. Kathleen Kennedy was paid $220 million over an 11-year period to lose the company $2 billion.
This is bullshit.
This is what a diversity hire looks like when you actually take out the emotions and you approach it with math, logic, and reason. And we're going to see more of these diversity hires fail at monumental speed in the future. Because like I said earlier in this episode, the youth of today were taught what to think and not how to think. And we're seeing it in the numbers. That's my message for today, gentlemen. Hope you liked it. It's really infuriating, and I am beyond upset with Disney for, you know, turning the Lucasfilm franchises into a steaming bowl of shit. And there's a few other things I didn't put in here to make the numbers even worse. But we're already at a $2 billion loss. Plain and simple. Disney's losing money hand over fist. People are abandoning the parks because they have lost the Christians and the, you know, people in the middle who used to like to take their kids there, because now it's just one big grooming session. Of course, this is strictly my opinion, but I've been paying attention to the news for years, and I can't think of one year that went by where a bunch of pedophiles were not arrested on any given year, and several of the people caught in the dragnet worked for Disney.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
All right, so we can see here immorality and propaganda is not paying off for Disney. And I want to see them burn in and go bankrupt. I want to see all of the shareholders, class action lawsuit, the board, the CEO, CFO, everyone into the Stone Age, because they've literally taken one of the best icons that this country used to have and they ran it into the ground.